And of course, it's Hopefield Families with Nadine Pile this first Friday inland. Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Kanye. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you had some rain? Because apparently there's been some rain all over the country this week.
Yeah, just a little bit. But it looks like today's going to be a rainy day.
Okay.
I can say it, yes.
Okay, and it looks like it might be the whole weekend, actually.
Mm.
Well, we look forward to that. And, of course, it's a time now. It's a time of Lent. It's the beginning of it. And, of course, the three tenets, if one can call it that, of Lent: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. But, of course, these also really call us to self-discipline, don't they?
They really do call us to self-discipline and you know, and also to self-sacrifice.
Self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
What is self-discipline, Nadine?
I think, you know, self-discipline is an ability, you know, to control our need sometimes, you know, for gratification, our need to immediately make ourselves, you know, feel good, you know, to get what we want, basically, to feel that side of us that always seeks sort of, you know, pleasure and the good things. And I think that self-discipline kind of teaches us that we don't need to have things immediately.
Yes.
That, you know, that we can control that side of us that wants to have things, that wants, you know, basically always to have things on time, and those impulses that we may have. So self-discipline just really is a form of self-control, of being able to wait and to understand.
Yes.
Why we are waiting as well.
So it's really also trying to determine between what you really, really, really need and what you just want.
It does, and I mean that's a difficult one, because you know in life we find that we feed our wants quite a bit.
Yes.
And you know we even sacrifice for those wants. You know, and so when we come to this time, you know, of the year, we have to be able to distinguish between the two.
So how then do we? Because it, you know, it seems to be quite a very important quality to have as a person, and then you know it leads to so many other things if you have a discipline. How does one actually develop this quality? And perhaps as parents, how do we help our children to actually attain this quality?
It's so amazing. You know, self-discipline is actually, you know, one of the traits of very successful people. And if it's something that we can develop in ourselves, and if it's something we can teach to our children, we are actually doing them a great service. And I think, you know, during this time of Lent, self-discipline is something that we get to practice, because I also feel that it is something that we need to practice. It's not always just there. You know, some people have more self-discipline than others, and so if we are taking, you know, this time of Lent, and we know that, you know, during this time there are sacrifices that we have to make. I think it's things that we need to look at. What are those sacrifices that I'm going to make? You know, and just to be able to set a goal. So it takes some thinking about. It takes thinking about doing, you know, specifically for Lent, but in life as well. If we want to be self-disciplined, we need to think about what we want to change. What do we want to do differently? Sort of set those goals, and start small. I think even in Lent, Tanya, I don't know if you agree with me, but sometimes I find that, you know, we set these rather huge goals for ourselves, And at the end, we find that we have not been able, you know, to sometimes meet those goals because they've been kind of even unrealistic for us.
Yes. In other words, then they were set under realistic terms anyway, or it was just under, well, because, I don't know, maybe some pressure or just because we decided, okay, this year I want to do something different. And so I want to give up everything, sweets, exactly. Sugar, meat, whatever. And I'll see if I can survive. And then along the way, then you see, you know, you come across people having their drinks and they have this, and then you then turn back and say, okay, let me just do it once, and then you're back to doing it. Yes, so and really doing it for the wrong reasons.
And I've said, you know, I was actually speaking to my sister, and I said, you know, it's so amazing. During Lent, everybody throws the best parties and get so many invitations. And she said, yes, it's almost like, you know, a testing of our self-discipline. And that's exactly what it is. At my daughter's school, on Valentine's Day, they had a Valentine's school dance.
Yes.
And you know, she really wanted to go to this dance. And I really felt... you know, so sorry for her. And I said, but you know, it is Ash Wednesday. And at the end of the day, Ash Wednesday trumps the Valentine's Day. And so, you know, I think when it comes to our children, that self-discipline as a value and as any other value needs to be modeled. And I think when we explain to our children and then they know where it's coming from, that is, it's easier then to help to develop that in them as well.
So it's modeled. They see it and they just sort of follow that trend and get into it as well.
I think, you know, if you model, if we think of it that if we as parents cannot exercise self-discipline, if even during this time of Lent, that we are not showing our kids the way, we are not assisting them and helping them to practice, you know, almsgiving and to practice, you know, doing good and to help them along when it comes to the prayer times and fasting and so forth. If we are not modeling that, if we are just feeling that we are going to be the supervisors or the watchdogs, it won't work. It won't be something that they absorb into their value system. And so I think it's very important that when we're having those, you know, those discussions about Lent, about the importance of Lent, about this great self-discipline that's going to be exercised, you know, during this very holy time, we need to talk to them as well. And I find it important that we involve them in what are we going to do?
Yes.
You know, what are we going to do? And that we get the input.
Yes.
Because many, many people, as you mentioned earlier, under pressure, agree to a lot of things. And it's not realistic for them. And therefore, they've already set themselves up for failure. But if we as a family, if we sit together and we say, hey, and I know that, you know, the traditional response to Lent is, I'm giving up chocolate. And I just want to say that I really want us to speak to our families about really giving up, you know, these toxic feelings, these grudges, you know, this hate and you know, ill feelings towards others. Let's give those things up. Let's teach our children to give those things up. I think that is more important.
Give up all the negativity in your life, yes, and plant seeds of positivity.
Because, Kanye, at the end of the day, remember something. If we want to exercise a value like self-discipline, this is something so important, so positive, so great for our lives. If we are filled with negativity and negative things like unforgiveness, where then do we have room for this type of value. So we need to realize that things like unforgiveness, bearing grudges, and ill feelings towards others, and speaking, just speaking badly about other people, we need to let go of those things too in order to make room for positive things to grow within us. And so it's important that we speak to our children about this. We cannot be speaking ill of others and saying that we are giving up chocolate and not eating chocolate and doing very well, filling up our mite boxes, you know, but there's other things. There's the practical things that take place, you know, in life, in families, where, you know, amongst friends that we are not paying attention to. So we've got to balance it out. And I would say here now at the beginning of our Lent, let's have those discussions as a family, and let's decide as a family. And let's also remember, you know, Lent is a very personal journey.
Oh, yes.
So we have to kind of model the values with it, but also realize that it's a personal journey for each person.
So there we are at 27 minutes after 7 o'clock on Radio Veritas 576 a.m. And we're talking self-discipline, especially in this time of Lent, a time of prayer, fasting and almsgiving. How do we achieve all these things, and how do we then develop this quality? And Nadine says one of the things is to start small and, of course, always have the goal in mind. Anything else, Nadine?
You know, lastly, and I've mentioned this while I was speaking earlier, you know, it's practice. And when we practice, remember, sometimes we do fail. So the point is that if in week one you have a slip up, it does not mean you need to now slip up for the next 5 weeks. Don't worry about that. We are human beings. Your intention is what is very important. Your intention is most important. You might have a hiccup along the way, and that's what self-discipline is all about, being able to rope yourself back in, being able to carry on and to try your best and to keep going forward. And so even during this time of Lent, maybe 6 weeks, we are human and we do have those habits, you know, that are very difficult to let go of. Focus on your goal. Focus on the you know, on the idea of why you are letting go of certain things. Practice and keep trying. And together with prayer and fasting, you know, you will have a very good Lent.
Thank you very much, Nadine. And of course, we can find you on Facebook. Your page is?
It's Nadine Pillay, Holistic Options for People's Empowerment. And then, of course, on my email, which is NadinePillay@rocketmail.com.
Okay, so NadinePillay@rocketmail.com or Holistic Options for
People's Empowerment.
People's Empowerment. It's a long name.
It's a long one, yes.
And, of course, you can just go Nadine Pillay on Facebook and you'll be able to find her there. Nadine,
yes.
Do enjoy the lot of rain that you're going to be receiving in Vryheid.
Thank you. We will stay indoors and resist all temptation. I think it's better when it rains.
God bless you.
Thanks, Tanya. Bye.